From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said he is considering a brand new order on immigration after an appellate court unanimously ruled against his order barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. Mr. Trump spoke about U.S. national security during his weekly address Saturday.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country. We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people.
The White House has previously expressed confidence that the president's travel ban order will prevail despite the legal challenges. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, visiting one of the most fortified stretches of the U.S. border with Mexico, says he would take no severe measures regarding federal funds for U.S. sanctuary cities. Kelly's visit to the border came as U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were detaining people accused of being in the country illegally.
First of all, they're not rounding anyone up. The people that ICE apprehend are people who are illegal and then some.
Kelly went on to say it was inconceivable why any jurisdiction wouldn't want criminals removed from their communities. Kelly said it would be difficult to justify immigration enforcement grants to cities that refuse to cooperate. Afghan officials say a suicide car bombing Saturday killed at least seven people and wounded many more in the southern province of Helmand. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgency claimed responsibility for the bombing, claiming army officers and soldiers were among the casualties. This is VOA News. Democrats in the U.S. Congress are calling for an investigation into whether White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had conversations before the Trump administration took office with Russia's ambassador to the United States about U.S. sanctions. Under the so-called Logan Act, it is illegal for a U.S. citizen to respond, or correspond, that is, with any foreign government in that way. The officials said it would be difficult to build a case against Flynn because no one has ever been prosecuted under the law. A powerful earthquake hit the southern Philippines, killing at least six people and injuring dozens more. Officials say rescuers are combing through damaged buildings for possible additional casualties from the 6.5 magnitude earthquake overnight Friday, about 700 kilometers southeast of Manila. There have been nearly 100 aftershocks. The UN Refugee Agency reporting more than 1.5 million people have fled South Sudan into neighboring countries, making it Africa's largest refugee crisis and the third largest in the world after Syria and Afghanistan. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UNHCR reports a huge uptick in the number of people fleeing South Sudan last year, with more than 760,000 people seeking asylum. Agency spokesman William Spindler says the exodus escalated following intense fighting in the capital Juba last July after the collapse of a peace deal between the government and rebel forces.
Some half a million had to flee in the last 4 months since September 2016, many arriving with alarming levels of malnutrition.
He says the UNHCR needs $782 million to carry out humanitarian operations inside Sudan and in the six countries hosting the refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Indonesian clerics are rallying voters in the capital Saturday to vote for Muslim politicians in the city and district elections across the country next week. The clerics in Jakarta want Muslims to vote out the city's Chinese Christian governor, who is on trial for blasphemy. Saturday is the last day politicians can campaign before Wednesday's vote. Indonesia is the world's most populous majority Muslim nation and has a large Christian minority. And backed by Turkish troops, Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab, just north of Aleppo. The town has been under siege since Monday. For additional news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.